AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is in Boston this evening to discuss cancer, saying the U.S. can fight what has so far been a disease that has eluded science.
For each of the ways we know cancer today, we know we can change the trajectory.
Adding,
imagine simple blood test during an annual physical that could detect cancer early or the chance of a cure best. Imagine getting a simple shot instead of a grueling chemo, or getting a pill from a local pharmacy instead of invasive treatments and long hospital stays.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota have launched a 3-day strike. They're pressing for salary increases. They say it'll improve patient care by resolving issues of understaffing. Meantime, our Donna Warder has results of a poll on healthcare in America.
Fewer than half of Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say that the U.S. healthcare system is generally handled well. Only 12% say it's handled extremely or very well. Those who answered the poll also give lower marks for how prescription drug costs, quality of care at nursing homes, and mental health care are being handled. Only 6% say those healthcare services are done very well in the U.S., and 80% say they're at least moderately concerned about getting access to quality health care when they need it. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Ukraine, the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv, remains a target of Russian attacks. Firefighters dousing burning buildings after another round of shelling. But Ukrainian troops have reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russia, pushing all the way back to the northeastern border in places. King Charles and his siblings stood in silent vigil around their mother, Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland today. Members of the public have been lining up to view the Queen's coffin. This is AP News. Developments in a lawsuit over the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. Mike Gracia.
Los Angeles County officials have announced an agreement that commits hundreds of millions of dollars to expand outreach and support services for homeless residents and potentially settles a lawsuit brought in 2020. The agreement will put Los Angeles County, which operates the local public health system, in direct partnership with the City of Los Angeles, which has committed to sheltering homeless residents as part of its settlement. The lawsuit, alleging that inaction by the city and county had created a dangerous environment, was brought by the LA Alliance for Human Rights, a coalition of businesses, residents, landlords, homeless people, and others. As of February, there were more than 69,000 homeless people in Los Angeles County, with about 42,000 within the LA city limits. I'm Mike Gracia.
Finally, a Minnesota man has been sentenced to life in prison for selling fentanyl online that led to 11 fatal overdoses. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.